Chapter 59. The first time I catch Tom Private, I asked him what was his idea, time of the evasion, what it was he'd planned to do, if the evasion worked all right, and he managed to set a nigger free that was already free before. And he said, what he had planned in his head from the start, if we got Jim out all safe, was for us to run him down the river on the raft, and have adventures plumb to the mouth of the river, and then tell him about his being free, and take him back up home on a steamboat, in style, and pay him for his lost time, and write word ahead, and get out all the niggers around, and have them waltz him into town with a torchlight procession and a brass band, and then he would be a hero, and so would we. But I reckoned it was about as well the way it was. We had Jim out of the chains in no time, and when Aunt Polly and Uncle Silas and Aunt Sally found out how good he helped the doctor nurse Tom, they made a heap of fuss over him, and fixed him up prime, and gave him all he wanted to eat, and a good time, and nothing to do. And we had him up to the sick room, and had a high talk. And Tom give Jim $40 for being prisoner for us so patient, and doing it up so good, and Jim was pleased most to death, and busted out, and says, Da now, Huck, what I tell you? What I tell you up da on Jackson Island? I told you, I got a hairy brayas, and what's the sign on it? And I told you, I been rich once, and win it or to be rich a gin, and it's come true, and he she is. Da now. Don't talk to me signs a signs, mind I tell you, and I know jis as well that I us gwineter be rich a gin as I's a standin' he dis minute. And then Tom he talked along and talked along, and says, let's all three slide out of here one of these nights, and get an outfit, and go for howling adventures amongst the Injuns, over in the territory, for a couple of weeks or two. And I says, all right, that suits me, but I ain't got no money for to buy the outfit, and I reckon I couldn't get none from home, because it's likely Pap's been back before now, and got it all away from Judge Thatcher, and drunk it up. No, he ain't, Tom says. It's all there, yet $6,000 and more, and your Pap ain't ever been back since. Hadn't when I come away, anyhow. Jim says, kind of solemn. He ain't a comin' back no mo', Huck. I says, why, Jim? Nemen why, Huck, but he ain't comin' back no mo'. But I kept at him, so at last he says, don't you remember the house that was floatin' down the river, and they was a man in da, kivered up, and I went in and unkivered him, and didn't let you come in? Well, then, you can get yo' money when you wants it, case that was him. Tom's most well now, and got his bullet around his neck on a watch guard for a watch, and is always seeing what time it is, and so there ain't nothing more to write about, and I am rotten glad of it, because if I'd a knowed, what a trouble it was to make a book I wouldn't a tackled it, and ain't a going to no more. But I reckon I got to light out for the territory ahead of the rest, because Aunt Sally she's going to adopt me and civilize me, and I can't stand it. I've been there before. End of the Project Gutenberg ebook of The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens. End of the Project Gutenberg ebook The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. This file should be named HFINN12. TTXT or HFINN12. Zip corrected editions of our ebooks. Get a new number, HFINN13. TTXT versions based on separate sources get new letter, HFINN12ATTXT. This ebook was produced by David Widger, WIDGER at Secomet. Net edition 11 was produced by Ron Berkey. Edition 10 was produced by Internet Wiretap. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as public domain in the U.S., unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we usually do not keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. We are now trying to release all our ebooks 1 year in advance of the official release dates, leaving time for better editing. Please be encouraged to tell us about any error or corrections, even years after the official publication date. Please note neither this listing nor its contents are final till midnight of the last day of the month of any such announcement. The official release date of all Project Gutenberg ebooks is at midnight, Central Time, of the last day of the stated month. A preliminary version may often be posted for suggestion, comment and editing by those who wish to do so. Most people start at our websites at http Gutenberg and netter http promo and net page. These websites include award-winning information about Project Gutenberg, including how to donate, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter free. Those of you who want to download any ebook before announcement can get to them as follows, and just download by date. This is also a good way to get them instantly upon announcement, as the indexes our catalogers produce obviously take a while after an announcement goes out in the Project Gutenberg newsletter. HTTP www.iabiblio or GutenbergETEXT03RFTP FTP iabiblio org pub docs books Gutenberg ETEXT03 or ETEXT02 01 00 99 98 97 96 95 94 93 92 92 91 or 90. Just search by the first five letters of the file name you want, as it appears in our newsletters. Information about Project Gutenberg, one page. We produce about $2 million for each hour we work. The time it takes us, a rather conservative estimate, is 50 hours to get any ebook selected, entered, proofread, edited, copyright searched and analyzed, the copyright letters written, etc. Our projected audience is 100 million readers. If the value per text is nominally estimated at $1, then we produce $2 million per hour in 2002 as we release over 100 new text files per month. 1240 more ebooks in 2001 for a total of 4,000 plus. We are already on our way to trying for 2,000 more ebooks in 2002. If they reach just 1-2% of the world's population, then the total will reach over half a trillion ebooks given away by year's end. The goal of Project Gutenberg is to give away 1 trillion ebooks. This is 10,000 titles each to 100 million readers, which is only about 4% of the present number of computer users. Here is the briefest record of our progress. Means estimated, : ebooks year month, 1971 July 10 1991 January 100 1994 January 1000 1997 August 1500 1998 October 2000 1999 December 2500 2000 December 3000 2001 November 4000 2001 October November 6000 2002 December 9000 2000 3 November 10,000 2004 January, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been created to secure a future for Project Gutenberg into the next millennium. We need your donations more than ever. As of February 2002, contributions are being solicited from people and organizations in Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. We have filed in all 50 states now, but these are the only ones that have responded. As the requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. Please feel free to ask to check the status of your state. In answer to various questions we have received on this. We are constantly working on finishing the paperwork to legally request donations in all 50 states. If your state is not listed, and you would like to know if we have added it since the list you have, just ask. While we cannot solicit donations from people in states where we are not yet registered, we know of no prohibition against accepting donations from donors in these states who approach us with an offer to donate. International donations are accepted, but we don't know anything about how to make them tax deductible, or even if they can be made deductible, and don't have the staff to handle it, even if there are ways. Donations by check or money order may be sent to Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, PMB 113-1739 University Avenue, Oxford, MS 38655-4109. Contact us if you want to arrange for a wire transfer or payment method other than by check or money order. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been approved by the U.S. Internal Revenue Service as a 501(c)(3) organization with an employee identification number 64-622154. Donations are tax deductible to the maximum extent permitted by law. As fundraising requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. We need your donations more than ever. You can get up-to-date donation information online at http://www.ggutenberg.netdonation.html. If you can't reach Project Gutenberg, you can always email directly to Michael S. Hart, H-A-R-T at pobox.com /prof. Hart will answer or forward your message. We would prefer to send you information by email. The legal small print, 3 pages, start the small print. For public domain ebooks start, why is this small print statement here? You know, lawyers. They tell us you might sue us if there is something wrong with your copy of this ebook, even if you got it for free from someone other than us, and even if what's wrong is not our fault. So, among other things, this small print statement disclaims most of our liability to you. It also tells you how you may distribute copies of this ebook if you want to. Before you use or read this ebook, by using or reading any part of this Project Gutenberg TM ebook, you indicate that you understand, agree to, and accept this small print statement. If you do not, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for this ebook by sending a request within 30 days of receiving it to the person you got it from. If you received this ebook on a physical medium, such as a disc, you must return it with your request. About Project Gutenberg TM ebooks. This Project Gutenberg TM ebook, like most Project Gutenberg TM ebooks, is a public domain work distributed by Professor Michael S. Hart through the Project Gutenberg Association, the Project, among other things. This means that no one owns a United States copyright honor for this work, so the Project and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission, and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules, set forth below, apply if you wish to copy and distribute this ebook under the Project Gutenberg trademark. Please do not use the Project Gutenberg trademark to market any commercial products without permission. To create these ebooks, the Project expends considerable efforts to identify, transcribe, and proofread public domain works. Despite these efforts, the Project's ebooks and any medium they may be on may contain defects. Among other things, defects may take the form of incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disc or other ebook medium, a computer virus, or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. Limited warranty. disclaimer of damages, but for the item of replacement or refund described below, 1. Michael Hart and the Foundation and any other party you may receive this ebook from as a Project Gutenberg TM ebook disclaims all liability to you for damages, costs and expenses, including legal fees, and 2. You have no remedies for negligence, or under strict liability, or for breach of warranty or contract, including but not limited to indirect, consequential, punitive or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damages. If you discover a defect in this ebook within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it, by sending an explanatory note within that time to the person you received it from. If you received it on a physical medium, you must return it with your note, and such person may choose to alternatively give you a replacement copy. If you received it electronically, such person may choose to alternatively give you a second opportunity to receive it electronically. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.